My name's Tyler Martin, and I farm in the Remus, Michigan, or Barrington, Michigan area. We have three different farms that my dad, mom, and I manage. So,
I want to take a moment here in San Antonio. You were exposed, I guess, last year to the Emerging Entrepreneur Program in Scottsdale.
Yeah.
Quite an experience for you.
Yeah, it was quite an experience. I came down here not really knowing where I wanted to go in life, and after talking to a lot of, I guess, seasoned veterans in the sheep operation, I really decided that that was where the way I wanted to go and where I'd like to go. So, I started picking that up, and I ended up making that dream a reality this year.
So where's the operation at today?
We have about 550 ewes that we lamb out. We're lambing out 340 ewe lambs this year, which is quite a few ewe lambs. That it's going to be pretty trying this year, but we're wanting to retain about 200 ewe lambs a year, and eventually grow to be one of the larger sheep producers in the state of Michigan.
So what has being a part of the Emerging Entrepreneur Program meant to you, and what's been taking place since your first time?
It's helped me out in my whole life, because I didn't know what I wanted to do, and it was kind of frustrating, when you're 20 years old, not really sure where you want to go in life. But not just the emerging entrepreneurs here, but also the Emerging Entrepreneur Program that they've started up in Michigan. They just, with talking to everybody that's already farmed, it's an amazing thing talking to people and them giving you insight. And they build you up, and they want you to succeed, and they want you to grow. So, the sheep industry is probably one of the most kind and considerate and helpful groups that I've ever been a part of in my whole life, because they want you to succeed and they want you to grow, and they're going to do whatever it takes to get you there. And there's not a lot of things in this world that are around that are like that.
Tyler, when you look back over your conversations with some of the seasoned producers, I think as you described them, were there a couple of comments from those producers that has kind of stayed with you to this day?
Well, I've had a lot of guys tell me their big dreams, which I can understand where they're coming from, because one thing we're wanting to do is we're wanting to be a confinement operation, and a lot of guys are grazing operations, and that's there's a lot of things now that are kind of, I hate to say old school, but there's some things that are, as the world changes and the U.S. changes, that there's some of the things that we do are going to have to change around the area. And I've had a lot of guys tell me, make sure you do it, and they're like, they're excited for me and they're pushing me to do it.
What's been the most challenging aspect getting started?
Money, to be honest with you, and not saying that in a greedy way at all. It just, for a young farmer to be able to start out, is really hard. And there's not any commercial lenders that will lend a 22-year-old farmer any money. And they see you as a liability, and they kind of laugh at you and send you the other way. FSA, I did get money for the sheep through FSA. It was a long process, but, it did come through for me. I think there's a lot of things that we've been talking through ASI that I think could help us out in the long run with them helping emerging entrepreneurs.
Tyler, I appreciate you being able to spend a few minutes sharing with us your story and how it all came about. Best of luck in the future.
Thank you.